Good morning. Actually, no, good afternoon. Happy Saturday. It's Nyan Neko. Hope you guys are doing alright. And keeping warm if you're in the middle of winter like I am. We just got a whole bunch of snow, so definitely not going out this weekend. So, today, I thought I would practice my different personas. I'm kind of toying with the idea of creating characters for myself or for my scripts. And not exactly do a series, but like kind of stick with those characters and develop them in standalone scripts and audios, that type of thing. I already posted a script for one of the guy characters that, some of you were interested in. The boss character, where you kind of have him conflicting with his professional side versus what he actually wants, that sort of thing. I thought that'd be fun to explore. My library one would be one to explore as well. The super nice, super, super nice, polite, kind of nervous, quiet, professional type of character. It's funny because when I record these two, I also have a persona. I guess it's the talking to yourself persona. But then I did want to explore, like, the cutesy side. Cutesy. Ooh. Or, like, the cat girl side, right? Because that kind of dives into the lolly side of things, too. Which I haven't seen. Okay, well, I mean, I don't listen to a lot of F4A audios just because it, I get too critical, I'm sorry. So I just don't listen to them. But yeah, cutesy, cutesy, whisper, whisper, cutesy, cutesy, and giggles and all that stuff, like, no. Nyo, senpai, senpai, nyo, 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 senpai, nyo, nyo, master, master, can you kiss me, please? Master. Do you like it when I whisper in your ears? I should have turned on the binaural setting. Did I not do that? I did not. No, this is stereo. Yeah, I might do, like, an extended cat whisperer one, see how that goes eventually. I do have to work on my Candygram, though. I am becoming very ambitious with my Candygram, and I might actually turn it into an actual short story type thing, and maybe into a webcomic. I do draw, and, trying to find my drawing style when it comes to characters, but it'll be a good exercise for drawing expressions and stuff, since this story is only going to take place in a short amount of time. But what other personas? Oh, the Tom side persona that you saw a little bit in the end of the library one. I've had to be very stern in certain moments in my life, so I think that's where it came from. And it's like the voice becomes a little deeper and a little more seductive. Do you like it when I do that to you? And you're speaking slower as well, dragging out the words to make it sound sexy and add a bit of suspense to things. There's something very sexy about foreplay and taking your time with it. Please excuse the airplane. Anyways, I think the dom side could be a yandere voice as well. Like the threatening, kind of crazy, obsessed, type of persona. Haven't gotten too deep into that one yet, as far as being in that headspace, but, Yeah, we'll see how things go. I am still kind of hesitant to do like a full-on not safe for work one, but that's just me personally. I prefer to tease you guys and imply things, I think. That just adds bit more yearning on the listener's side, I believe. Anyways, I'll keep this one short. Hope you guys have a great day, great weekend, and I will talk to you tomorrow.